December 5th, 2010. Anybody else there? Well, hey. How are you feeling, Dave?
Well, that's to be expected.
that's not in the first one. That means
sister. As a matter of fact, Mike, you ought to do a program called Hooked on Hooked on Your Mom. I went with A, by the way, with pretty much the same reason, because this is a defamation case, and so the truth of the issue today is plain. But the truth is an element to the claim, and so to fill out the statement of that Nancy is saying that Janet was killed, would be not just, Nancy's going to say, but yes, she did cause children, and the truth thing. So, it's just something to that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the same reason why we have a problem, I think. I think that's one of the good things to have, that I'd like to get out of it. Well, the other thing too, if you look at how a court is given, this is the probative value outweighs the prejudicial effect. Well, that's what it is, right? If the probative value that outweighs prejudicial effect is admissible. That's the only thing with D is that, the correct statement will be admissible to the probative value outweighs the prejudicial effect. Yeah. Now, or if it said the prejudicial effect outweighs the probative value, that would be the correct statement of the law. Yeah. And then it would be, which is the best answer to that. But, going to the answer key, the correct answer is A. Character is a substantive issue in the case. Under FRE 405, if character is an essential element of the charge, claim for defense, all three types of character evidence, i.e. reputation, opinion, and specific acts of conduct, are admissible to prove character. Character may be an essential element of the charge in numerous situations, but the most common include defamation, negligent plaintiff, negligent entrustment, that's where the person is trusted, child custody, that's where the parent or guardian. Most states allow a little similar to FRE 405. Because this question involves defamation, truth is an appropriate defense. Therefore, whether or not child parent is a child custody is a substantive issue and thus a person. And I'm D-Dog. Here's their statement here, Mike. D is not the best answer. Because this case involves an action of defamation, evidence that Janet may or may not have molested children is relevant to this case. Thank you. better answer. And that's an awkward question because, you know, it's not the best of that. You know, the best answer would be a visible design regulation. But that's not a choice given to us. So, nor are we having any real indication of what the objection is. If you were writing an essay question, you would certainly put on a declaration. But that is not often the choice here. If you want, I can go to the answer is A. And here's the explanation. Under FRB 803.4 and 804.5, case because such evidence has proven that they have predisposed to commit crime. And he admitted to the prosecution that he was down there and said that he was not a victim of that. Now, John ordered the wine on the scene there with the marijuana, and John testified that he was going to purchase it. And that might be, he's got to prevent you from holding it up, or then holding it up to get money to buy it. Exactly, that's the fishing net.
Johnson.
liability, okay, and here's the explanation. Any person who engages in a confidential communication with an attorney or someone who the person is willing to leave is an attorney for the purpose of seeking legal advice or representation, regardless of whether the attorney agrees to accept the request for advice or representation. As a privilege, this allows a person to prevent anyone from testifying about confidential communication. The attorney-client privilege exists in some way. The privilege even extends beyond the lack of a power. I.e., the attorney must assert privilege to protect the client's state. The client is the holder of the privilege, but, after the way by the client, the attorney must assert privilege to protect the client. The attorney must never assert the privilege. If a corporation is, the purpose of the confidential communication by officers or employees of the corporation, if they are authorized or instructed by the corporation to make the communication. Here, the advisor of the also incorporated prepared a report of the question of the communication to the attorney hired to the association. According to the social file, while the individual is considered to be protected from the individual. Thank you.
told you that last month.
Yes, it is.
true. You used to skip between theaters without paying.
Yeah, because you didn't want to see how to see more movies without any pay.
Okay. And you say, no, it's not true. Right.
Anybody who tries to change it.
Right, yeah, that's what this question is testing. That's true to that. This is evidence of a bad act that you cannot take the verb without bringing it into the next evidence. Whereas these other three are specifically from the day.
Come on, Coco. Bobby, I'm still in because I'm getting ready to unfinish the button too.